Well, moving on to our next story for the program, the French military says its warplanes have carried out fresh airstrikes against the ISIL positions in the Syrian city of Raqqa. The military has said in a statement that the overnight attacks targeted and destroyed a command and training center belonging to the terrorist group. This is the second major attack by the French military in the past few days. France has ramped up its air campaign against the ISIL since the group claimed responsibility for Friday's bloodshed in Paris. President François Hollande has called the terrorist attacks an act of war. Mohamed Ali, our correspondent, joins us now from the Syrian capital, Damascus. Mohamed, bring us up to speed on the recent events in the city of Raqqa.
Yes, as you have just said, the French have increased their airstrikes against the Daesh terrorists in north of Syria and Raqqa. Now, we know that this comes too late, according to many experts, as Daesh terrorists have already started striking targets inside France. Now, you hear, according to many Syrians on the ground, they've started to say that the French and the Western countries should have listened to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad when he earlier said in one of the interviews with the Turkish media outlet previously during the unrest, the president, President Assad, said that terrorism is not a card that you can play and keep with you, because at any time it can harm you. And this is what has started to happen. Those countries that have been supporting foreign-backed militants, terrorists, any kind of armed group inside Syria have started to, of course, negatively get the consequences of that support. And the president told them at that time that there should be a change of policy regarding, of course, the policy of those countries that have been supporting those armed groups and terrorists, because in the end, if they do not do that, terrorism will reach them. And this is what we're actually starting to see. The Syrian president made it clear at that time that there should be a change of policy and an implementation of UN relevant resolutions of fighting terrorism, on top of which, of course, Al-Nusra Front and ISIL. Now, in parallel, you can see that over a year ago, the so-called US-led coalition started its airstrikes. There is nothing significant in terms of undermining the capabilities of ISIL since that time. And of course, the French are part of that coalition. So definitely there should be coordination with the Syrian government in terms of fighting ISIL on ground, so that there could be any significant achievements on ground. And the best example of that is the coordination and cooperation that we're seeing between the Russian airstrikes and the Syrian army on the ground.
Thank you for the update, Mohamed. Press TV's Mohamed Ali joining us from Damascus.